Christmas and New Year's. And one year, Estelle and I decided we were going to Hawaii because we'd never been to Hawaii. Well, the whole ride to the airport, we were kind of hating life because it was like 20 degrees out, windshield down to minus four. You know, we're in the cab looking. I'm saying, man, I am sure going to be glad to get to Hawaii. She said, me too, man. So we finally get to the airport. We check the bags. I said, hang on a second, Estelle. I went into the men's room, and I came out wearing nothing but flip-flops, a pair of cut-off shorts, and a tank top. She said, what are you doing? Are you crazy? It's 20 degrees out. I said, here, but in Hawaii, it's 85. You think I'm going to take this overcoat, these corduroy pants, this seal sucker jacket, and this flannel shirt to Hawaii? It's ridiculous. We're never going to wear it there. So I walked over to one of those lockers, you know, where you stick four quarters in, you get the key, and I stuck all that in there. She said, I said, well, listen, Estelle, we're in the airport. We go through the jetway. We get on the plane. The next stop is Hawaii. The hell do I need to be slapping an overcoat? You look like an idiot. You get off the plane and got this overcoat and everybody else is in shorts. So we get on board the plane. Everybody's looking at me. Who's the guy in the flip-flop? Sit down, and the plane took off, and we're laying back.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board Pilot Airlines Flight 197 to Maui. Flight time, approximately 9 hours. Feel free to walk around if your tuchus gets sore. And we'd like to salute, we have a celebrity on board, Nino Reisminelli, Johnny Avocado, the Prince of...
Ridiculous of them cutoffs. Well, it's 11 degrees out. I said, oh, come on, loosen up a little bit. Now, where'd I put my boombox? She said, what do you need your boombox for? I said, well, we're going to Hawaii, right? I want to learn to speak a little bit of the language so we can talk to the native Hawaiians. So help me practice it. I got this from Berlin. This is Where's the Bathroom? And you say, this is great. Estelle said, turn that off. You're embarrassing me. This is great. Hawaii, here we go. Estelle, here, put some of the sunblock on my back. Can't be too careful. Turn that off a second. What the hell's he saying? Minneapolis, Minnesota, I thought to myself, I'll take it. Oh, my God. Estelle looks over at me with a big smile on her face, and she's looking at my shorts going, nigga. One of the male flight flight attendants came up and said, sir, you'll have to sit down. I said, sir, you're going to have to get plastic surgery because I'm going to rearrange your face. You no good fun. I mean, I was a madman. I was a madman. And then the pilot said,
well, good news and bad news, folks. We're about to land in Minneapolis.
What do you think I was thinking?
They haven't had a chance to plow the runway yet, so that guy in the flip-flops is SOL.
Hey, that guy in the flip-flops is gonna kick you in the nuggets! Try it out now. Well, I tell you what, they opened up the door of that plane. It was like... That'll, you know, first of all, I come down. I'm in a snowbank. And I see this, the thing that's carrying the luggage. You know, that little tractor that pulls all the luggage along. So I run behind it to kind of break the wind a little bit. So I see it going along. And I'm like, if I get behind that, it'll break the wind. So I'm running. But what do you know, my flopping doodad and dangling hydraulics are hanging out of the side of my pants. The tip of my hydraulics hit the back of that metal wagon and stuck on there. And I'm like, ah! All the way back to the terminal. Ah! Well, the good news is, that's how I finally got circumcised.